You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
We'll have Susan Waldman coming up in about 20 minutes. Haven't talked to Susan.
Miss her.
I don't think, yeah, me too. I don't think we've talked to her during the season.
Been a minute.
I text with her on occasion, so we had some fun with that. But I was saying, we got to get you on. She was during the West Coast trip, so why not have Susan back on for the Subway Series? And we'll also have Todd Zeal somewhere after 12:20, I think. So somewhere in that hour. I got a question for Todd. Yeah, okay, one.
What would have happened if Timo ran?
Oh, come on. We got to go over that. Although I'd be lying to you if I said that wasn't the first thing I said to him.
Of course.
Now, Todd and I are like desk buddies. He sits across from me at SNY.
Yeah.
And I've become very friendly with him. What a great guy. I don't think I've ever had him on the radio before.
Well, that's your problem. Yeah, that's your fault. Why
nice.
Not?
It'll be nice.
I like Todd on TV. He's good.
He is tremendous. And by the way, underrated. Not only, like, he's good on TV, and I think he gets the proper accolades for that, but he's an underrated big leaguer.
Todd I agree with Zeal, that, too. He was a solid baseball player.
In a time where steroids were prominent.
Yes.
And guys were putting up gaudy numbers.
Uh-huh.
And Zeal was clean and performing at a high level and in the postseason and did it with the Mets for a period. So,
well, I don't mean this as disrespect towards Todd. I don't know that he was clean. I'll take, you know, if he says I really trust anybody from back then. But he had a couple of positions, catcher, a little third. But what play jumps out, this is more of a Yankee thing, but yeah. I think Todd Zeal, I won't bring this up to him. I think Todd Zeal at third base, Yankees Orioles, when he went to throw the ball, pump faked it, lost the handle, birdie popped up, went from third to home in the playoff game.
Yeah.
Remember that play at third base?
I don't
base?
Remember that specific play for whatever reason, but I do remember Todd's prowess in those series. Look back at some of the numbers.
He was a good player.
With the Orioles, with the Rangers.
He was good.
Yeah, good performance.
Cardinals too, right? They played for Torrey.
Yes, he started with them.
I thought,
the
for Torrey.
Yes. Which I think in part had to do with him getting back to the Yankees under Torrey at the end, near the end of his career. Anyway, so we'll have Zeal coming up, Susan Waldman coming up in about 20 minutes. Knicks tonight, BT. We'll get back to the Yankee calls, Met Yankee calls in just a second. But the Knicks tonight, game 6 at the Garden. Last we spoke about this yesterday, I was feeling confident about it. Where are you at with the Knicks going into tonight's game?
I'm feeling pretty good about tonight. Not amazingly confident. Certainly not, you know, hopeless. I think the Knicks will play well tonight, and I do think the Knicks will win, and they better. Because if they lose tonight, they're going home. They're not winning game 7.
See,
they have to win tonight.
I don't feel that either. Oh. Man, it's weird with me where I felt like they had to win game 3, obviously had to win game 4 after they lost game 3. Once Tatum went down, I just don't believe it. I don't believe there's any way the Celtics can overcome that type of loss, coupled with Porzingis not being a factor. Like, this to me is, it's just too much. Plus, they'd have to come back from down 3-1. I know it's 3-2 now, but all those factors, it's just too much. Yeah, they had a great game in Game 5. I was surprised at not only how well Boston played minus Tatum, but how poorly the Knicks played. I don't think you get that again. I think the Knicks do close it out tonight. But even if they don't, I still am not putting it past the Knicks to win a Game 7 on the road against the Celtics team without Jason Tatum.
Yeah, I'd be terrified. I would think that they would lose that game. Listen, I was saying this yesterday, like, and that's why I think the Celtics are still a very, very strong and very real threat here. So, as great as Jason Tatum is, and he is amazing, and they also have another, maybe not quite a superstar, Jaylen Brown's pretty close, and he's a great two-way player. So they've got that. But really, you know, I was talking about like Iverson or Dominique, like the scores from back in the 80s. It was a totally different game, a lot of ISO, whatever. And when one of those teams lost one of those type of players, it was a wrap. Like the other team, the team that lost that kind of score, just couldn't do anything to mask their absence. When you are predicated on ball movement, as the Celtics are, when you are predicated on, you know, having five or six competent shooters at your disposal, both in the starting lineup and coming off the bench, and you whiz the ball around the perimeter like you do, and the Knicks, 40% of their starting five, they are horrendous defenders in Cat and Brunson, I give them life, and I give them a chance. And, you know, I'll take it this far. I think if Karl Anthony Towns tonight goes out and is lackluster and is fumbling the ball and sluggish on his way to the rim and reluctant to take threes and, God forbid, being outplayed again by Cornette, I think he's going to hear some boos. I think the Knicks fan looks at him tonight. All right, big boy, we know you're a little flawed at this point. We know you have a lot of talents. Now we officially know who you are. You played awful last game. You better play well tonight.
See, but why would you expect that to change? I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying as far as the crowd reaction, but if I go over the level of confidence in performances,
let's do
tonight,
it. Let's go through the fights. Go ahead, hit me.
Brunson number one, and that's why I think the Knicks are
10 out of 10.
I don't believe there's any way Jalen Brunson will let this series go to Game 7. He's closing it out tonight, especially after the embarrassment in Game 5.
I'm pretty much with you.
He was humiliated. 5 fouls in the third quarter. They put him up on the big screen. He's waving fouls out with 7 minutes to go. The Knicks got their doors blown off. I think Brunson's embarrassed. I don't think there's any way he lets them lose. So I have the most confidence
10 out of 10.
Okay, now for the other, let's just go over the four bigs. Because I trust Hart, whatever. We trust the ancillary pieces, Mitch, and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Bridges. I would probably trust him. This is my order. I would go Brunson number one. I would go, which is bizarre to say. Actually, no. I'm going to go OG.
Yep.
Not that OG can be at the level that Bridges can when Bridges is at his best, but I trust OG, who I know has been inconsistent, to be a constant tonight more so than they do the other two, Bridges and then Towns. I would probably go Brunson one, OG two, Bridges three, and Cat four.
Okay. I know I my handwriting is awful. Look, I have Brunson, I have OG, I have Bridges, and I have Cat 4. I couldn't even I thought it said Braden or my name. I don't even know what the heck that said. And I've got Cat 4th. Think about that is a problem in itself.
100%.
Two guys who love the Knicks, watch every second, talk about the Knicks basically almost 4 hours the last couple of weeks here, you know, certain days for sure, and the starting center on the Eastern Conference with a massive contract who's in his prime, both you and I have him fourth out of four guys that we believe will play well tonight.
Yeah, and watch. Now today he'll go out there and light it up. But it's it's a problem that we don't even trust him. It doesn't mean, I just want to reiterate and make it clear, it doesn't mean this list is the order of impact that we think the player could have.
I agree.
It's that we trust them to do their job.
Yeah, well said.
I trust OG to do what he does best more than I do Karl Anthony Towns to be the second best player on the floor consistently, which is what he should be doing. Some nights he should be the best player on the floor. Some nights he should be the second best. And I don't know how you could trust him at this particular point. But and please tell me what he's even done here. Not here with the Knicks. I'm talking about in this series where I think his greatest strength is shooting threes, and he hasn't even done that.
He's taken two a night. We went back. I looked at the game log from a year ago in the Not in the Western Conference Finals quite as much, but, you know, the semis, you know, he was putting up 5, 6, 7, 8 threes most of those games. That's also a Tom Thibodeau issue that I've talked about, not to get back into that now. That's a bit of a Jalen Brunson issue with the monopolization of the ball, and I love Brunson, that's how they're going to win, but I think that takes away from looks for Cat. Here's my biggest issue with Karl Anthony Towns. Like, so we're game six tonight. I wish this game was at 7. It's torture that it's not. Like, I wish
for tomorrow or last night.
Well, you got to do
the Subway Series, though. Yeah. But yeah.
And I'm going to be juggling the Yanks and the Mets as well outside by the fire pit, obviously. But, like, today's a Nick day for me. You know that. And I forget about what I think he'll do from a point and rebound and efficiency production. I don't necessarily expect a dramatic change in engagement. And let's not forget, and that is the worst thing you can say about a player in a big game. I don't know if he's going to show up and play hard with passion. He had his shot blocked in the corner by a guard, by a 6'3", 6'4", guard. On a 7-1, you had multiple chances where the Knicks had switches, and you had a guard in the post, and you didn't do any damage. Like, you, I don't know if he listens to the radio, but I'm sure people have said, hey, look what this guy said about you. Look what's going on social media. If he doesn't come out like a possessed demon tonight, what the hell are we doing? And I'm not sure that he's going to.
Yeah, and that's obviously part of the problem.
What?
I'm not sure he's going to. Hopefully he does. I do expect the Knicks to win and then move on, and we can dissect that all when we come back Monday and all that stuff and have some fun. But clearly a huge night in New York sports with both the Knicks playing a playoff game 6 at the world's most famous arena and the Subway Series taking place. Mets, Yanks, Juan Soto's return to the stadium. 888-808-1019. We'll have Susan Waldman in about 10 minutes or so. Let's get back to the phones here at BT. Connor's in Hicksville. What's up, Connor?
Hey, what's going on, boys?
How are you,
Connor?
Real
quick, I just want to touch on that Yankees-Mets thing. I don't think any Yankee fans are that upset. If anything, we're upset that we saved all that money and didn't grab a guy like Kyle Tucker. What a ball player. That's who we should have grabbed up.
I would have traded Luis Hill for him. I said that when it happened. I think the Yankees may have missed the boat because I think Kyle Tucker is now getting a sense of what life is out in Chicago. And I think when the Cubs are doing okay like they are this year and they come with a check, I don't think he's necessarily leaving. So I think the Yankees missed their chance to get Tucker, which stinks. Because you and I have had the debate. I think he's a better all-around player than Soto. Not to get back into that now. Listen, you got to admit one thing. Now, I don't miss Soto. I acknowledge he's terrific. I also acknowledge, overall, he's not been terrific yet with the Mets, but he will be. But I don't miss him because the Yanks are 3.5 up. They did bring in more pieces. They can spend that money and divide it up more equally, whatever. But to not admit that at least really bothered you, as a Yankee fan, when you first saw the tweet, when you first turned on WFAN that next day and Sal with the royalty music and yelling and screaming, you got to admit that that was a shock that we've never experienced because it was a shift in power. Now, where's it go? We'll see. Yankees are 3.5 up. Mets are 2.5 up. Both teams look like they're going to be really good this year, or at least good. But come on, when that first happened, I don't think Yankee fans are being truthful if they say it didn't bother them.
100%. And that's why it makes me smile a little bit. I'm giggling on the inside when I hear that. Oh, yeah, we don't miss Soto. Yeah, okay. How's Bellinger been, by the way? Because I thought Bellinger was going to have a monster year. Cody Bellinger coming back, being protected by Judge in that lineup at Yankee Stadium with the short porch, putting up big numbers. How's he been? Now, the difference has been Trent Grisham is playing out of this world, which nobody accounted for.
No.
If Trent Grisham wasn't doing what he's doing, then you'd really be missing Juan Soto even more. I don't think the Yankees are better without Juan Soto. I think their
outfield defense is unquestionably better. Well, defense, Grisham is amazing.
I don't think they're a better team.
Bellinger's phenomenal out there, and Judge is the man in right field. Defensively, they're great.
Now, by the way, you can have that conversation. We could continue to have the conversation. A lot of people will say that, the Yankees are better constructed, whatever. I don't think that they are. If it were my team, I'd want Juan Soto on it and figure the rest out. But Juan Soto took the Yankees to a World Series. Like, Aaron Judge has been here since 2017. How many World Series was he in? And it could be missing it, 17, 18. How many World Series did Judge play in without Juan Soto? The answer is none. How many World Series have the Yankees been in the last two decades? Talking about the 2010s.
Those
and
the are 2020s. Facts. I can't push back. Except that the Astros cheated, took away an MVP, and also
enough.
Maybe a World Series appearance. But it's still zero.
I'm not going to disagree there.
Without Soto.
I'm not trying to make it all about Juan Soto, but, I mean, let's not minimize the impact that the freaking guy had on the team. he was the difference for them last year in getting them over the hump along with Judge. Soto and Judge was one of the greatest combinations that we've ever seen.
It was really Ruth and Gehrig. Whatever that looked like in the 20s and 30s, that was it. So, yeah, but I also think it could be two ways. You could split. If you're fair, like, you know, and you're not some lunatic, whatever, fan, and most of you are, and I am sometimes as well, so that's not a shot. But I think it's easy to still process, like, hey, Juan Soto, really, without him, the Yankees aren't in the World Series a year ago. I think that's undeniable. Right. I would certainly agree with that. But I think it's also okay and fair and justified to say, hey, I like the way the Yankees look without him because they're this and they're that and they got freed and the out, like the reasons you could list, whatever, without boring everybody. You know what they are if you're a Yankee, if you're a baseball fan. I think both could be true. And well, I think if you acknowledge both, I think that that's the way to do it.
Fair enough. But then why couldn't they bring back Soto and get freed? Like, you didn't need Bellinger if you had Soto, and you'd be better off with Soto instead of Bellinger. Now, again, forget Grisham aside. This might be sustainable, might not be. Freed has been the real difference maker of the group. The other big move that they made was Devin Williams, and he sucked. And I'm not even saying Williams can't get it. I think Williams will be okay.
Yeah.
But like,
What about Goldschmidt?
Goldie's been good, but again, could they not have brought him back? Like, it shouldn't be Soto and nothing else.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree. Like, we even said that before Soto made his decision. It better be minimum. Maybe it wasn't going to be freed.
It wasn't going to be freed.
Okay, but at the time, they still had Cole. Now, again, they signed Cole. He got hurt. They signed Rodon. He wasn't very good. He's been better this year, too. So, would you rather Soto and Goldschmidt and no freed?
Mm-hmm.
Or what you have now? Like, for me,
I'll take what I have now.
I'd rather have Soto.
It's close. I get why. And I think some Yankee fans might agree. For me, I'll take what they have now. I'm fine.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Rafaela is calling from Connecticut. What's up?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Sal, I think I'm going to be disappointing you, but I'm a huge Yankees fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I never thought we were going to keep Juan Soto. He wasn't ours to keep. He was a one-year rental. And this is my Monday morning quarterback. We discussed this with my son all season yet last year. He was annoying at the plate. Every ball that was called on him, he had to talk to the umpire. And if I don't hear the phrase, the Soto shuffle, whatever, anymore in my life, I'll be a happy camper because it's just so annoying. So I am one Yankee fan that never thought he was ours to keep, was never disappointed. If he went to the Red Sox, I would have been a little annoyed because the Red Sox in our division. But with the Mets, for what, twice a year that we're going to meet up in the Subway Series? And that's the God's honest truth. My 29-year-old son, we discussed this all year round. And yeah, he did help us get to the playoffs, the World Series.
Yeah.
And I was happy when he did, when he got his hits, his home runs, whatever. But I was rooting for my guy, Judge, because that's my guy.
And how'd he do?
My Yankee.
How'd he do in the postseason?
He didn't. Exactly. But what I'm saying is, that's who I was. I wanted him to take us to the promised land, so to speak. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, Raviello, but yeah. I also know that he needed Juan Soto to get there, and thank you for the call. Now, I'm not trying to minimize Aaron Judge. Only an idiot would do that. I would never do that. And I do think eventually Judge will break through in one of these postseasons, but right now the facts are what they are. Juan Soto has a World Series championship. Juan Soto helped bring the Yankees to a World Series. Juan Soto has been an epic performer in the postseason. Aaron Judge is not.
Listen, I think there were two options last year. And this is obviously old news, but I think it kind of shapes how some people feel today. Forget about admiring him as a player. Amazing last year for us, right? I think you either got emotionally connected to Juan Soto or you didn't. And I think depending upon which lane you took really shapes how you feel now. Like, I enjoyed it. It was a show. It was a spectacle. He was amazing. The tandem was Ruth Gehrig, you know, modern day for us. But the emotional, and I wanted to have the emotional connection. I didn't, though, because the signs grew, you know, more visible as the year went on that, wow, maybe this guy is going to mess around and leave. So I kind of checked myself. Some people weren't able to do that, and maybe they're a little more hurt or resentful or whatever emotion you want to summarize his return tonight. But I think that shapes how the Yankee fan feels right now. 888 about Soto.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
BT and Sal back on the fan. We'll get back to your calls in just a little bit. We're talking Knicks. We're talking Subway Series. Right now, it is a pleasure to be joined by a friend of the show, Susan Wolman, ahead of this Subway Series game. Hi, Susan. Long time no speak. How are you?
Well, whose fault is that? As Steve Summers would say. Wait a minute. I got to stop you, though. The real who?
Yeah.
The real group?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Are you a fan, Susan? I'm not familiar with that.
You're not familiar with what?
The who.
Oh, my.
I know.
I'm going to hang. Okay. Google it. It's there.
Well, about this, Susan? I didn't think we'd be. I don't think you'll accept, but how about I get you the Who tickets and I fill in you for jumping the booth one day?
Yeah, you know what? You never. I live by something. You never don't do job. You never don't do your job to see someone else do their job.
There you go.
You might be able to fill in for Dave if he wanted. No, I'm just kidding. I love Dave. I had to say it. Come on. It was right there.
Okay. Now
all right,
moving
Susan.
Right along.
Yes. Susan, BT learned earlier, we broke it in the show, that there will be no tribute video for Juan Soto when his return. Are you surprised by that?
No, he wasn't there for 10 years.
They gave one to Aaron Hicks, for goodness sake.
He what?
They gave one to Aaron Hicks, a tribute
video. Aaron Hicks was there for years.
I mean, but
he
was Aaron Hicks.
Years, I am not surprised. I think everybody's, this is going to be fun. He was there. He had a great year. He was great to watch hit, put it that way. He did a great thing. Team went to the, he was great to be around. He is who he is. But I think after 1 year, why? I mean, why? A tribute video for what?
I agree with you. I just think, you know what it is, Susan? I think so many franchises now, they just become... almost soft, and I've become desensitized to the overreaction to a player. Granted, he had one amazing year, but I'm with you. 1 year, you know, go. Good luck with the Mets and,
you know,
all sincerity.
Here's the other thing. I think this worked out great for both teams. And by the way, if the people like you and television people didn't keep this going, I mean, I know he'll get booed tonight. I think there'll be other things in there because he played ball with those guys. I want to see what happens here because anybody who would meet, you know, Juan Soto in a hallway or one-on-one would not go boo. They'd say thank you for everything and have a nice life. I think that it's going to be fun, and I think that there'll be both. I think it's going to be mixed. Everybody, you hear the boos more, but you cannot deny hitting-wise what this guy did last year. But I think it's worked out great for everybody. And the last time I looked, unless something happened, by the time I got off the plane at 3 in the morning and got home and the Yankees are out of first place, I think it's worked out fine for both teams.
I don't disagree. Both teams are really good. Yanks 3.5 up, Mets 2.5 up. Susan Wolman with us, of course, Yankee broadcaster, a long time, part of the booth, phenomenal. B-team sound on the fan. So, like, what's comparable? Even though we can rationalize and say, well, it's worked out well for both teams so far, fans aren't always rational. Is this going to feel like Clemens Piazza? Like, what can it...
No, come on.
I don't know.
There's nothing like that. Clemens Piazza was personal. I mean, it's not silly, but it's silly. Now, if you're a Yankee fan and you're, and this is, if there's a Juan Soto here, there's no Max Fried. What is this team without Max Fried?
Yeah.
And you probably don't get other people because you can't do other things. You know, and by the way, Grisham doesn't get a chance to play. So he's still sitting on the bench. And, you know, if people were clever out there, I'd chant something like, "We have Grisham." I mean, it's funny.
He's a better hitter so far.
This is a guy who has been unbelievable. And last year, and Aaron Boone said, a lot of it was his fault because he didn't play him. And it's really hard. He was a throw-in. They had to take Grisham or they wouldn't get Soto. And look what's happened. And there's something different about this year with Trent Grisham. Aaron told me the other day, he said, I saw it in spring training. There's something different about this guy. He came in and he was a really good space and he got to play a lot. And he started to hit, and if you hit, they're going to find a place for you to play somewhere. And he's been tremendous. And look at Paul Goldschmidt. Maybe that doesn't happen because, there's still money involved. I don't know. But it's not something that the Yankees have gone into the tank because Juan Soto wasn't here.
Also just thinking about the structure of the team, Susan, and you're right, Soto's a different layer. Obviously, it's the most fun one to talk about, and it resonates with the fans more so than anything else for both sides involving both the Mets and Yankees. But as I listen to you explain the Yankees situation here with Grisham in the outfield, the Yankees need some infielders here. I mean, they got potentially Stan coming back. Well, what is that going to do for Ben Rice? And you talk about Grisham, you can't take him out of the lineup. We know Judge is going to be there. Well, then what about Bellinger and Dominguez? I know some could say it's a good problem to have, but I think it is a problem for the Yankees.
No, I never think it's a good problem. They always say that because it's the easiest thing to do. If Ben Rice is still hitting, he's hitting. That's they'll find a place. It all years and years ago. There was 1 year, I think it was 96 or 97. I can't remember what year it was, maybe later, but there were like five left fielders. And I said to Joe Torre, "What are you going to do?" And he said, "It always takes care of itself." And then this one gets hurt, and then this one gets hurt, and all of a sudden there's not five left fielders anymore. And it always takes care of itself one way or another. And my guess is that Brian Cashman is not sitting around drinking espresso and eating chocolate bonbons. I think he's still looking to complete this team because my guess is this team is not finished.
Yeah, well, I mean, what's the leash here? He just got going here, so we'll give him a chance. But what's the length of time and patience with DJ? I know he just got back, but what do you think? How long run him out?
He was 1-for-3. If you can get to be DJ, I mean, that immediately, this is a guy who won batting championships in two
That's
leagues.
A long time ago, Susan.
Many-time All-Star.
A long time ago, Susan. Long time ago.
It was. Would you rather have him playing second base or whoever has been playing it?
Honestly, I think I'd rather have... I'm not trying to be disrespectful to him. I respect his career. He's a pro. I just don't know physically if he could just do it anymore.
Can you wait for more than one game?
Wait for 4 years, Susan.
Well, but now he's not. Now he's healthy. If he's not healthy, it'll take care of itself, won't it? It always does.
Back to the tour stuff.
They know what they're doing. I mean, I don't know if he's going to leash. You think Aaron Boone's going to tell us if he's going to leash?
No, definitely not. There's no doubt. No, I get that part. So Susan, help us with this here. So Volpe, Wells, Dominguez. They were obviously very big pieces of the puzzle coming in. You know, obviously they're young, they're cheap, they have a lot of upside. and they've all had really varying degrees of success. To you...
Wait, do you want them gone too?
No, I want them to play every day. Why are you attacking me, Susan?
No, get on it, Susan. Come on.
I'm getting attacked.
No, you're not.
Wait a minute. You want them to play... Volpe hasn't missed a game.
No,
I'm saying, every game.
I think I'm very impressed. As a matter of fact, they're all knocking on the door of a good week away from having OPS of about 800. Who do you think right now, Volpe, Wells, Dominguez, who do you think looks closest to absolutely going bonkers? Because they're all kind of in the neighborhood.
Oh, boy. That's a really good question.
Well, thank you. I think you're going to bite my head off.
Because, as you said, they've all had... Well, here's what I think, and I don't know when it's going to happen. But when Dominguez goes off, he's going off, and it'll stay that way. And the home run, where were we, Sacramento, that little place?
Yeah, Sacramento.
Home run from the right side. The home run from the right side showed me something.
Yeah.
And this is a kid, you can see why they keep playing him, and they're being very good. They're being very judicious of when he gets in and letting him work. But there's something about him. I don't know if there's a ceiling. I mean, you have in your mind what Wells and Volpe can do. I see what they see in this kid, and I don't know when it's going to happen, but my guess is that when he goes off, he's going to really go off and stay there because it's closer and closer. I don't know about the outfield play, but hitting, you can sort of see it.
And he runs like the wind. He is fast.
I had forgotten that.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I look up and he's at third base. I had forgotten that. And I remember when he came up, people were telling me he's the fastest guy in this room. Faster than Volpe, faster. You know, So that's fun. And we'll see how it develops. That's why it's baseball and not, you know, being... being knocked out on May 13th or whatever it is.
And that would not bode well for Bellinger. I know we went over it. These things work themselves out. But if Dominguez goes off, then there's no spot for Bellinger. And just to rehash it, Susan, because I do think it's important here, and I'm not disagreeing with what you said. If Ben Rice hits, they're going to find a way to play him. Well, that's great. But then what about Giancarlo Stanton coming back? Unfortunately.
Well, but not every – it always works out. I mean, you can't. It always works out.
But,
and by the way, they will find a place for Bellinger if he's hitting. Right now, you know, Goldschmidt can't play every day. Is he gonna? Is Bellinger gonna play there, or is Rice gonna play there, or what are they gonna do? If you know Goldschmidt at some point, I think is not gonna hit 370. I mean, I would think that would happen.
Right.
You have to give him off anyway. Things always work out. They always do.
I understand that, but I don't see that there's an actual way to get all their best bats in the lineup. I'm not disagreeing that things work themselves out and you're going to give certain guys rest, but there is no physically possible way to have Bellinger, Grisham, Judge, Dominguez, Rice, Goldschmidt, and Stanton in the same lineup at the same time. And those are guys either with the best potential or who have performed the best this year for the Yankees. That's all that
I'm
saying.
Well, that's probably right, which is why they play 162 games and it's not... you know, football season where they play 17 games, where you got to get all in the same time. It always works out. I mean, if you want, you can talk about it, and I could sit and figure it out in different conglomerations, but I don't think so. And it's a waste of energy. They'll figure it out. Someone will fall down the dugout steps. Someone will break a finger. It always happens.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
You know, it does. And by the way, Bellinger can play anywhere.
Right.
So you don't have anybody that can play, you know, all-star. I guess Grisham can. I've never really seen him play a long time out in the corner outfield. But you don't really have other people that can step in like that. And remember, there was a time when the Yankees had those kinds of players. They had Reigns on Strawberry and Ruben Sierra at the same time.
Yeah,
and everybody
for sure.
played. So they'll figure it out. That's that's something for down the road, and something they're probably, yeah, because it's Aaron Boone, he's probably thinking about it, but not too hard and not too seriously.
Susan, I think we got a decent sampling of what the injury meant to the team, not even from a baseball perspective.
Yeah.
You could tell how distraught and how well-loved Oswaldo Cabrera is.
Yeah.
But can you take us inside that scene? That was just awful.
I can, and before I do that, I told this on the air. Last year at the Baseball Writers Dinner, they were giving out awards, and John and I were there, and Aaron Boone called in and said, I'm supposed to give the award tonight. Somebody couldn't go, and it says, I'm supposed to give the award tonight to Luis Gil. Would you give the award to Oswaldo Cabrera? And I said, sure, I'm there. What's he getting an award for? And Boone said, I'm not sure. Maybe most wonderful person in the world.
Wow.
And that's who he is. I have never seen anyone who sits on the bench, is always ready, always has a smile, works really hard, really hard. Takes balls in the outfield, in the infield. He does everything but put the catching gear on, which he probably could do too. But it's who he is, and always, his arm around somebody who isn't doing well, and always smiling. And Trent Grisham said he is the best of us. And the story, well, obviously he goes down, he slides into home plate, and I thought he broke his shoulder because the left arm was straight out and he didn't move.
Mm-hmm.
So when I first saw it, because I was right, I had already gone down, then I was right there, in back of him.
Okay.
And he didn't move, and Timmy Lentich, the trainer, came running out, and to watch these guys with their arms around, Timmy had his arms around him, and Judge comes down, and he is kneeling over him and talking to him, and I didn't see him move, but evidently he looked up at Judge and said, Judgey, did I score?
Oh, wow.
This is who he is. It's a movie scene. You know, the late Gene Hackman is coming out as the coach, and he's lying there. But by the way, the guys all went to see him in the hospital, and from what I'm told, he made them feel better.
Oh, wow.
He was laughing, and he said, it's going to be great. And then I don't know if you saw his Instagram today.
I didn't see it.
Up.
No, what is anything good? What did he say?
Lovely. He's just, what he's going to do. And he's like Hideki Matsui, who apologized when he broke his wrist.
Yeah.
Apologized to the team and then took I apologize to the city of New York.
Oh, my God, what a good kid. Wow.
But he was like that. But just as a, you hate to see that because it... not that he's Aaron Judge, but he means so much in that clubhouse. And it's all a team. Everything is team with this group. It really is. And the sum sometimes is better than the parts. And he's a part. By the way, he adored Soto. He would go, and Orlando would go and watch him, would go and watch him take BP. And Soto was great to those guys. Gleyber Torres would talk to him every day. He was, it's not like these guys hated him. They really liked him. He was a really good teammate and helped an awful lot of people hitting. I don't know that people know that. Sometimes I'd look at across and there's Judge and Soto sitting in a corner talking, and somebody said, what do you think they're talking about? And I said, probably nothing we can understand. They were at another level,
yep.
The two of them.
Yep.
So he was a great teammate. He was all for the team. And, and Oswaldo was one of those guys. He said, once I wanted to talk to him and I said, can we do 3 minutes? He said, can you wait till Juan bats? I want to go downstairs and watch him in the cage. And he did all the time.
The modern-day Ted Williams.
Well.
I knew that. Just
I don't know about that.
I knew that would touch a nerve. Susan, before we let you go, and we do appreciate your time, you mentioned Soto, BT broke it before, no tribute video. What about Clay Holmes? Any tribute video for Clay Holmes?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not a big one on these tribute videos.
4 years, was an all-star with the Yankees. I mean,
yeah,
I'd give him one.
Do you want him to? You want to do one? I'll see what I can do. I have no idea.
Yeah, use that juice, Susan.
I never see it anyway. I never see it anyway because, it's not like you're sitting there watching. There are things going on. And, we have to play Sal's advertisement, which I've wanted changed for the last 2 months.
She's been texting
I heard about this.
The Cernabro, we got to change.
Here's my question.
What don't you like about it?
It was first of all, it said it was a cold and long. Why was
lonely.
It a lonely winter? Who is lonely?
Yeah,
lonely. I want to speak to your family.
Yeah, well, you don't want to speak to my wife. Believe me, Susan. Sometimes it is lonely over there. No, but I just read what was there. But we did get it updated as soon as Susan texted me, and they did the updated work on the house. So whenever
it's not
that...
playing yet. I'm glad you got your house done, but they haven't played the ad yet.
I read it this week. It's in production. Hopefully, we'll have it out there. And the second that it does, I will let you know, Susan, and thank. Hopefully, my voice doesn't annoy
well,
you.
Well, I'll hear it. I'll hear it. Yeah, five times a game. Yeah.
Hey, he'll be lonely this weekend. Soto 1-for-12 with a ribby.
Oh yeah, 50,000 against at least two. I'll be announced tonight. Thank you, Susan. We appreciate it. Always fun.
Okay, guys. Thanks, Susan. Thank you.
Awesome. Susan, she is the best. She's phenomenal. Chop it up with Susan there. Yeah, I mean the Soto Pro stuff. We you know we read sometimes what's in front of us.
A little bit dated.
And that's
things become
was going
dated
on.
For sure.
Yeah, because they had it. You know, it took a while to get them to do the work on the house. They finally did. So we did do the new commercial.
Yeah, we talked about this off the air about the work they're doing for you. But it's an interesting observation, and it's funny because I've kind of thought the same thing, but maybe not as much until she really said it.
She hears it all the time.
The word lonely.
It's been a long, cold, lonely.
I've been long, yeah. Been cold, yeah. Been bad weather, yeah. Lonely?
I probably should have thought that myself. Hey, maybe can we take this word out? But yeah, you read what's in front of you. Like this. Surfside iced tea and vodka is made real. No, Surfside.
You got Anchorman over here.
I'm Sal Licata, and I love Surfside iced tea and vodka.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
But. BT and Sal back on the fan, 888-808-1019. You know, the best part about this from a Mets fan perspective,
let's hear it,
is that there's nothing that you can say or callers can say that is going to hurt me because I feel like I've already won in this case. From a Mets fan perspective, getting Juan Soto, that's what I wanted. I wanted it. And it happened. Now, the thing that bothers me more than anything would be Soto not producing. And, you know, he hasn't produced to the extent that we expected, but I expect him to get going tonight. But that's it. Like, all the trash talk and this or that. Or, hey, look, and it doesn't have to bother every Yankee fan. It doesn't bother you as much as it bothers others. I understand every emotion from it. But from a Mets fan perspective, and I would feel that the majority are in line with me, doesn't matter because ultimately the Mets fan got what they wanted, which was Juan Soto.
Yes, but there's an expiration point on that. It's got to result in a championship. Like if the Yankees get one before you, if Judge gets back there and or fails to get back there without Soto, and you got, like, there's so many different layers. This is layer one.
100%. Sustained success is the ultimate thing.
Uh-huh.
But getting Juan Soto, that's why I'm saying, like, it's kind of already over. The Mets won that battle.
Well, you're nice and content, are you?
For now.
Okay.
For now.
Just checking.
And I want to see Soto start picking up a little bit, which will eventually lead to all those sustained success, whether it's the postseason this year or winning a World Series this year.
Oh, did you hear that? Grisham.
Yeah, get out of here, Grisham. My God. If Grisham were that great, why the Yankees not, A, not play him last year, and B, offer Soto $700 and whatever million dollars that they offered him?
A little lucky there.
Or even go out and get Cody Bellinger. Could he use that money elsewhere? Maybe, I don't know, got a third baseman, for example? BT and Sal on the Fan. Let's get back to the calls here. Matt is calling from Rutherford. What's up, Matt?
Yeah, I basically agree with Susan about you. You're complaining about the Yankees, all Yankee fans hating Soto and everything. But if it was the other way around, you'd be bashing them too.
I'm assuming you're talking to me, Matt. What do you mean? I'm not complaining about anything. What am I complaining about?
You're saying that the Yankee fans are like going to boo Soto.
Yeah, that's not complaining. I would do the same thing.
I'm saying the same thing, and I am a Yankee fan. I think they are going to boo him.
All right. And then you No, you were saying about DeGrom. You don't think they should have a video for DeGrom? He won Cy Young's.
No, I said I would. Matt, I think you need to get the ears checked a little bit, and thank you for the call. I never got on the Yankee fans. Maybe he's mishearing what I said about the tribute video or lack thereof. That is what I was saying was, I don't know, we're just having some fun with that. BT broke the news before, in case you missed it, there will be no tribute video to Juan Soto. We didn't get an answer about Clay Holmes, who was a Yankee for 4 years. I was a little taken back by that. I understand it. I would want my team to do the same thing, but it does lack at least a little class or acknowledgement for all that Soto accomplished, even in his 1 year. Mm-hmm. I'd be curious to see if they do it with Clay Holmes. Like I said, they did.
Would
it
be petty if they do it for Clay and they don't do it for Soto?
Yes. Don't you?
I think it would be an element of pettiness, but it would be pettiness that I would be okay with.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. From a fan's perspective, I get it. I mean, nobody wants to see anything positive about Soto.
Mm.
But as an organization, generally, they would respect the athlete for what he did.
Sure.
I understand why the Yankees aren't doing it, but for DeGrom, if I'm the Mets, I would do it. And it wouldn't bother me.
DeGrom, you have to do it for Jacob DeGrom.
I would have even done it then, I feel like, but definitely now, years after. Doesn't mean I would cheer DeGrom. I would not, probably.
If you're as a Mets fan.
I wouldn't boo him either. I wouldn't boo him either, but I wouldn't cheer him. I'd be indifferent.
Strikes me as that's such a different situation. Yeah. I know we willingly left here, but I mean, if I'm a Mets fan, I stand up. I don't know. Maybe I would process it a little differently. I don't think so, but I think Mets fans
would cheer him.
I got you. I think it would be arousing. Like, I think it would be almost maybe all-time City Field moments a bit strong, but I think it would be very, very an indelible moment. Either way, let's flip this for a moment, Sal, real quick. Let's say Soto went to the Mets for a year, okay, and got to the Mets of the World Series, had a great year, elected to go to the Yankees then. And tonight, instead of being in the Bronx, was in Queens.
Yeah.
How would you feel about Soto?
Same thing. From a fan's perspective.
Totally same thing.
Yeah, I would feel the same way the Yankees do.
So you would feel how I feel. Like, oh,
well, you're more indifferent. I would be more angry.
Oh, you would be?
I would be more angry, yes. 100%. If I'm a Yankee fan, I would be more angry with this. Now, again, you use the Mets as an example.
That's why I flipped everything.
All things equal. If I were a Yankee fan, I would be livid at Juan Soto.
But what if you're a Mets fan and he played for you last year and he did what he did for the Yankees with you? So
it's hard, though, because...
In this hypothetical,
do the Mets have the same success that the Yankees do?
Yeah, I hear you. I got you.
Either way, if he left the way that he did, especially go to the Yankees, my God. Yeah, painted the same exact scenario, just flip it.
Just flip everything.
He was a Met last year. They traded for him. He got him to the World Series, which, by the way, was not that unrealistic. Like, the Mets almost got to the World Series anyway, and they could have traded for him. So let's just say the Mets did trade for him, gets him to the World Series. He leaves to go to the Yankees for more money. Oh, my God. Yes, I would be venomous toward him.
I think that's what I expected you to say. Right. I was just waiting for you to say it. Yeah. No, I hear you. I think that there would be much more venom in that situation than the venom that... Now, you might get a little contrived venom tonight. And some
Why would it be different?
I think it would be, if again, in the situation that I gave to you, the reverse
of what happened.
I think it would be another pelt on the wall for the Yankee fan, like, he got to the World Series, he ain't sticking around with the Mets, he's coming to the real team. Like, I think it would bother, that's what I mean.
Right.
I think it would hurt more if he left the Mets to go to the Yankees.
But it's the first time that has happened before.
But not Yankees with somebody like that.
Yeah, okay, but now imagine what actually happened, that somebody like that, who was with the Yankees, and all their fans... thought that he was never going to leave because he loved the pinstripes. He's never going to leave. And if he does leave, he's certainly not going to go to the Mets. And that's exactly what happened. So I don't understand the lack of venom or the emotions towards Soto. It comes from a place of love. You loved this guy last year, rightfully so. He's an animal. He's a beast.
Mm-hmm.
He got you to the World Series. So why not have hurt, which then leads to the boos or the vitriol toward him?
Only a guess, only a theory. Maybe the Yankee fan, maybe they're concealing a little bit of that. They don't want to give the Mets pleasure.
Oh,
I'm sure that's absolutely part of it. But I also think maybe the Yankee fan, based on all the success, is able to almost process it more just as a business decision. And the Met fans, have processed this more emotionally, which I also understand for all the reasons we've hit. And the Yankee fan is just more like, all right, we lost a player. Let's get back to work. It's two different energies. It doesn't have to be, but it seems like there are.
When we come back, we'll get back to the calls, 888-808-1019. Also, another layer to it. Do the results this weekend matter? For me, I'll give you my answer when we come back. We'll have that conversation.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.